Janet, to start, tell me why it was important for you to write this book and how it came about.
Well, that's an interesting story, Fred, because when I found the letters, my brother wanted me to toss them out. He felt it was an invasion of my parents' privacy. But I was really curious, so I wanted to read those letters. And as I started reading the letters, I found things that I started to send my brother these snippets of quotes from my dad's letters. And I just felt that they were things that needed to be preserved, that others needed to hear. And finally, my brother came around and said, you know, we need to put like a family memoir book together. Well, knowing that I had hundreds of letters, I knew it wasn't going to be just a family memoir. I knew it was going to be bigger than anything we could imagine.
And he's now the co-author on the book.
Oh, my gosh. I could not have done it without my brother. He is a retired UC professor in political science. His specialty is German politics. So it dovetailed perfectly with the book. Mm. He was able to recreate where my father's division was when these letters were written. And so he has surrounded the letters with history that is factual, what actually was happening at the time when my father was writing these letters.
Wow, that's amazing. And we have a quote from the book. I want you to read that. This was central to you deciding to do this project.
Yes. This was actually my father looking back. He wrote it in August of 1945. Mm-hmm. But this is the quote that started the book for me. He says, "The future certainly looked awful black at times during the war over here. Is it right to pray for one's own safety and at the same time kill a man? It gets to be a pretty complex picture." Mm. And I was just struck by that.
Yeah. Janet, how do you see your book as different from other World War II books that you're aware of?
I think it's very different. There's a lot of books that I read that are very factual and a little bit dry. This book has a very unique combination. It has the historical setting that my brother has surrounded the letters with. And these events are happening, so it's chronicling life at the time. And my father was an amateur photographer. Mm. So we have photographs from the war, you know, that he was in Germany, and the devastation that the Allies brought upon the Nazis. And then, of course, the love letters.
Mm.
So you've got this really unique combination to create a historical memoir that is engaging.
What's your favorite part of the book?
Well, my favorite part would be when my father is calling, every time he writes, he says, "How are my two best girls?" Mm-hmm. That is my mother and my sister. And he calls my mother Fish Face. But there are wonderful stories in there of when, like New Year's Eve, when he goes to a German co-worker's house. Now, remember, he was sent to kill the Germans. So as a race, he hates the Germans, but he builds these beautiful bonds with individual people where he spends New Year's Eve with a family that had lost their son in the war. And at 10 o'clock at night, the father brings out a glass of wine for my father, the man's wife, and his daughter, and they start to tell him stories about this son that they lost in the war. Mm-hmm. And they've shared this with my father. It's a very touching story.
What do you think your mom and dad would say about the book?
Well, I know my mom and dad would be thrilled at the work that my brother and I did together, collaborating to create this. But like most service people, my father didn't talk about the war, and he would think that these stories are not important. Mm. But the people that I've talked to so far that have read the book that are not family members, are finding the letters very engaging, that the letters are touching their lives, and that they're reaching out to service people they know to connect and find out more about their stories.
Yes.
So it's really making a difference.
So important. And so many people listening to this right now have loved ones who served in the war, may have died in the war.
Yes.
And so that's very powerful. I'm glad as well that there's some history in there about Germany. For listeners who have not had a chance to visit Germany, I always say take the time to do so. One of the things that Germans have done so well is preserving the history of World War II as a warning to future generations. It surrounds you in Berlin everywhere you walk, and that is so important. What, Janet, would you like to tell your dad now?
Oh, my gosh. If I could talk to my dad, he passed away in 94, so I've not had my dad for quite some time. And when I was growing up, I was afraid of my dad. Mm. So I didn't really have a relationship with him.
Why do you say you were afraid?
My father was very brooding. He was quick to anger, so you had to be careful around him.
You think some of that was being in the war?
I think some of that was the war, and some of it was just the heaviness of life and providing for his family.
Yeah.
And he did an incredible job doing that. So I would thank him for all that he did to provide such a privileged life for me. And I would tell him that I was sorry that I didn't come home to spend more time and get to know him.
Yeah, I'll let you get a drink there as you think about that. I also think it must be a treasure for you not only to share this, but to see another side of your dad in a better way, reading his words. And you're going to read for us right now, actually, from a postcard that he sent. I'm thrilled because while folks who read the book will be able to see the postcard, I'm seeing it right before me because you have it, of course, wrapped in plastic so it's safe. The actual postcard, and boy, do we treasure those things. I have a small Bible from a grandfather who passed away in World War II. And it is a treasure.
It is a treasure.
To have a physical piece to hold on to, especially for someone that you never got a chance to meet.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That is a wonderful treasure for you. And certainly this book has been a treasure for me in finding such a beautiful father that I had.
Yeah.
But the postcard, to give you a little bit of an idea, it is Easter at a German home. So the table is set with, you know, glasses and silver and dishes, and there's flowers everywhere and papers, and it's just jammed. So my father writes, "My dear Sandy, imagine having all that junk in one room. It is typical of the German homes. Unless they get in the way of the Third Army, then you look for the pieces. The usual thing to say is having a wonderful time, wish you were here. But not in this case. Instead, I'll say, feeling fine, and wish I was there with you and Carol. All my love, Bob."
That's nice. What surprised you most when you were writing this book?
I'd say what really surprised me the most was my father. You know, I had mentioned that my father was very distant. In the book, my father is very engaging. He's emotional. He expresses such a deep love for his family and his dreams and just wanting to provide a better life, doing what was necessary in giving up his deferment to go and protect, know, his country and his family, and the man that could find compassion for the Germans, even though he was sent to kill them. So it was just an incredible man that I found, and that was the biggest surprise.
Final word?
Oh, final word.
It's hard to find one, right?
Gosh, I know. Well, I'd say everyone has a story, and we don't often ask to hear stories, but those stories connect us. And for you service people and others that don't feel like your story's important or that no one will understand, don't hide yourself away from your family and your friends. Let them see who you are. Let them experience it. Let them become a part of your life. So share your stories. Share your life. Don't be a stranger to those in your life.